I know you've heard me and many other people, thoughtful people like Alan Sparkman, talk about Ceres. We're going to do some of the explanation of what a Ceres is, because this is still one of those things where I think we're on the upside of the learning curve. I know I continue to work pretty hard to try to wrap my mind around what a Ceres is. And if you haven't picked it up, there is an outline that has been placed at the registration table that we've done that covers a lot of the background on this. But one of the things that we kind of get to in most of those presentations is Ceres are interesting, and I'll bet someday they'll be really, really useful. But why? What are we going to do with them? Why do we care about Ceres? And when we heard on the planning committee, you know, about the sorts of things that Phil and Sherry are dealing with, which is actually on the ground dealing with the use of Ceres in practical circumstances. I know I thought this is a wonderful opportunity to get more of an idea of why. What are people using Ceres for, and how should you think about Ceres when you're actually in the process of using them? So without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to Phil. Phil?
Thank you. Hey there. Ceres LLCs really are a solution looking for a problem. This is you probably don't have this entity in your toolbox. Hopefully someday this will be taught at the selection of entity course.